Welcome back to the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy. This episode, I'm being joined by my good friend, Marley Silverbrand, who runs the Water Cooler Podcast, ooh, and also Natalie, who runs the podcast called Stoned and Social. Today, you'll get to listen in as we play a game called Slide Ride the Game, where I give them a presentation, they have to present it. It's super funny because they have no freaking clue what they're gonna about to present. And then we also play Character Clash, the game where basically I kind of sit back and watch as they argue about whose character would win in a fight based on what results are given to them. Yeah, it sounds confusing. You'll love it. If you do like this episode, please consider following the podcast on wherever you listen to it at. New episodes are released every Monday at 12 p.m. PST, and the bonuses are released on Wednesdays at PST at 12 p.m. as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy's Saga continues. Hey guys, my name is Sammy. That's all you need to know. We're gonna have fun. I've got Marley Silverbrand. He's been on here multiple times, and AKA he is the god of grapes from now on. And we also have Natalie. I don't know your last
name. I don't have a last name. I'm like Cher. I'm just Natalie.
I knew it.
That is just, boy, you're my favorite person now.
Thank you. I take donations. Thank you.
Why don't you tell us about your podcast, Natalie?
Sure. I will I'll try to sum it up. It is called Stoned and Social. It is exactly what it sounds like. It's me and my co-host. We get stoned and then we get social about a different topic each week. Sometimes it has to do with wellness, and sometimes it's silly shit like us trying to decide who would win in a fight, ninjas or pirates. And it drops every Wednesday at midnight, and we start season 3 very soon. So if you want, tune in. We're everywhere on the web where you can listen to things in your ears.
Nice. That sounds awesome.
I like listening to things with my ears.
I know, that's how I do it too. I don't, you know, just in case.
And the good
way
old...
you can listen to this podcast is our current sponsor, Rake. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, God of Grapes, tell us about your podcast.
Oh, I got thrown off there. I don't even know why you're calling me that.
Everybody who's listening should go listen to the bonus that just released today.
Yeah, exactly.
Last week for right now, but
yeah, for
just
sure.
Tell us about your podcast.
Okay, well, yeah. If people already know, I've been on this podcast multiple times. Like, I run a podcast called the Water Cooler Podcast, and it's just a basic discussion podcast where I get to give my friends and we discuss movies, anything we want to talk about. So it's just kind of a free-flowing discussion. But currently we're doing an ongoing Christopher Nolan series leading up to the digital release of Tenet. So, like, the next episode, if Sammy actually posts this on time, the next episode we're going to be discussing Inception. So we're about half, maybe 75% through his filmography right now. So
nice.
Yeah, so excited to talk about that one. Yeah.
I'm gonna say super. I haven't, like, I again, this is one of those things where I just saw Inception a couple of years ago for the first time. I'm not gonna get distracted, but I'm totally gonna listen to that episode.
Thank you, Natalie. Like, when we're done recording here, I'm gonna listen to your podcast, Stoned and Social, because that sounds like a really awesome concept.
Appreciate it.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds fun, that's for sure.
not like this, not like Sammy's podcast is an awesome concept, but you know what I mean.
No, and this appealed to me. This is why I was like, I have to do this. This sounds right up my alley. This sounds like stoner fun. Even if I'm not stoned, it sounds like it's gonna be fun.
It's one of the two, huh? Right. We're going to be playing Slide Ride. Everybody knows what this is. If you don't know what it is, then you should find out. But if you don't care to look at another video or podcast, basically, I give them a Google Slides presentation. They have to present it as if they made it. That's it. So I'm going to have the God of Grapes.
Yes. Yes.
Hold up. I'm actually going to change this.
If the presentation is a presentation on grapes.
It is not a promise. I shouldn't have done that. Okay, let me share my screen. And you can tell us about this.
So does that make me Caesar?
The God of Grapes?
Yeah. Okay, so my presentation is talking about the best boss fights in video games. And that is me, the God of Grapes. So
we know.
Welcome to my TED Talk. This boss is from one of the ancient video games that, like, I don't think Sammy would know about this because he's way too young. An old man like me probably about as old as this guy. He probably knows like the best boss. But this came out on the NES system. It was one of those games that was trying to compete with Zelda at the time, but obviously they just didn't have the budget to like market. And it was Big Ol' Melon. That was his name, Big Ol' Melon. So
really a side scroller, right? Obviously.
Yeah, it was a side scroller because the graphics weren't really all that great because it was the NES.
I'm sorry. Is this? I thought this was your cosplay.
My cosplay? No. That would be way too obscure of a cosplay. Like when I go to like a convention and stuff. Well, back when we could go to conventions, I would cosplay as more notable and recognizable characters. This obviously would never be.
You would get recognized. You would get so recognized.
I would get recognized, but probably recognized by the police and thrown in jail. But yeah, next slide. This is Pepsi Man. If you haven't heard of that game released on the N64. This is actually a real game. Pepsi Man is actually a real game. It was released on the N64 as a marketing campaign for Pepsi to just try to make the brand a lot more cooler against Coke. Mm. I am not a Pepsi man. I've always been a Coke man. Not that type of Coke, but you know what I mean.
I thought this was the sequel to like the 7-Up Spot game. I wasn't sure.
Like the Heads Up 7-Up?
Yeah.
was a totally different game in general, you fought this guy at the end basically to trying to take down like the great and almighty Coke, and it looks like this guy failed because he looks very unhappy in this picture. Next slide.
Pepsi battle cry.
This is what an Xbox gamer looks like when when their gamer score is at 80,000, like or whatever a gamer score is high to someone, because I don't play Xbox, I play on PlayStation.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah. But
shade there.
These are it's like what you would call like achievement hunters, people that just always care about achievements no matter what. And as you can see, doesn't make you very a flattering person. Like, you got to play the game for the love of the game, not for achievements. But yeah,
right.
The and tassels. Who...
yeah. Yeah. But yeah. next slide. This is Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from the Ghostbusters video game. But also, it looks like Stay Puft is going through a little bit of a quarantine. During this game of the Ghostbusters video game, he contracted COVID-19. So he's protecting himself from the other villains in the game. why would he be protecting himself from the other villains in the game? You think if he got COVID-19, that would be like an attack against like the player. But Stay Puft cares so much about the people around him. He's willing to wear a mask and protect people. Just like everyone else in the world. If Stay Puft can do it,
you can
so do it. Can Karens.
Yeah.
What a sweet guy.
But yeah, next slide. this is it looks this is a Cowboys fan after Dak Prescott got injured on that play and he's out for the season. Cowboys fans take their I have no idea what to do with this slide. It's the new Madden game where you play as as a Cowboys fan.
That makes more sense.
And yeah, it's supposed to be releasing on PS5, if you can even get a PS5, at Walmart, because right now the real boss fight for getting a PS5 is Walmart, or the bots in general. But
is a special move crying since they're Cowboy fans?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Figured.
Crying and also just going on Twitter and just complaining.
Yeah, this game sounds accurate.
There goes five of my audience members.
That's all you have. So you've got us two now.
It's just Cowboys fans. It's like you gain 49ers fans in that. I have no idea what to say here. this is this is a new video and another new video game based on the musical Cats by Tom Hooper. This is a dramatic reincarnation of that film into a video game form, and this is the first boss you actually fight, and this is just a wonderful cat that's just, I don't know.
Is that his name in the game? A wonderful cat.
A wonderful cat.
He looks less creepy than all of the other images I've seen from cats. So,
yeah,
that's okay.
But as everyone knows, like, this game is just going to break the internet, because what do cats do? They break the internet
always.
Yeah. But next slide. this is. Well, no, this is a perfect transition. This is a perfect transition into the Water Cooler podcast. We just finished talking about The Dark Knight. And then the next couple episodes are going to be talking about The Dark Knight Rises. This is The Dark Knight Has Fallen. He has hit all rock bottom in this video game, where he has to fight like the most important boss fight, obesity and diabetes.
Oh, so, it's a personal battle.
Yeah.
He's losing, it looks like.
Oh my god. He definitely is not the biggest loser.
Oh.
Okay.
He's one of those.
Yeah.
He's doing his best.
Yeah, in this video game, you would not only encounter like obesity and diabetes, you would also encounter the Joker, which has taken a different form, but not so different. He basically is just a high school bully at that point, just making fun of his weight and stuff like that. But yeah, so yeah, I don't know.
It's okay. Wait till he gets out of quarantine; he'll shape up.
Right. these the game this is the final boss in MAGA Supporter coming out on Xbox Series X.
Oh, no.
Why is it coming out on only Xbox Series X? I don't know, but this is the final boss fight where you have to go up against these white supremacist Karen, and I call them Karen and Kevin. They're protecting their rights by not wearing a mask, and
no.
And you've got to take them down. But as you can see, they are armed with, it looks like a pea shooter that Karen is holding, and then an AK-47 that Kevin is holding. And you are armed with basic human rights and human decency.
Well, so, don't step on their property. It looks like that's all you need to do to beat them is not step on their property.
Right. Exactly.
They can't touch you.
So basically use human decency and just stay away. Very and social distance again. Too. Social distance. Next slide. Oh, thank you for listening to this TED Talk. Hopefully this made sense and you've learned a few things. And yeah.
Wow.
Wow,
impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive. I like what you do with your slides.
Definitely some video game bosses I've never seen, but
I don't know what games you play.
They equally scary, all of them.
Right.
All right. Oh, this is gonna be hilarious. All right, Natalie, I hope you are prepared to be prepared because this needs double preparation.
Sure. Okay. Oh, this is great. I can do this. This is just going to be me telling real stuff. This is me presenting weird things that have happened to me at my last hotel visit, which was before COVID. Unfortunately, I am one of those people who likes to check the bed for everything. I bring like my own black light and I like to see all the weird stuff that's happened. But at this last place, I didn't need that. There was just a uncooked hot dog sitting on the pillow for me. And I think this was this hotel's version, because it's like a hostel in Amsterdam. So I think maybe it was like their version of like a mint, like, you know, turn the bed down, but you've got an uncooked hot dog. Do with it what you will, I guess. I hope you're eating it. I hope you're eating this hot dog. It's just, it looked so lonely. So I got in bed with it. That's...
Whoa.
As you do. Yeah,
this is a family show, Natalie.
To eat. It just didn't seem right letting a hot dog have the whole queen size bed. So I was like, all right, I'll share.
Yeah, next slide.
Yes, thank you.
Whoa.
Well, the most scary thing about one of the last hotels I visited was, I believe this is the toilet.
Sure.
Someone left their GIMP mask in there. And I actually was just too scared to use the bathroom at all.
So. Oh, you checked into my room, Natalie.
That's what I did. You can have the key back. You don't have to tell me the safe word or anything about what you were doing. Just know I didn't touch anything. I promise. This is very scary.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, next slide. Yeah. The very bad thing about the hotel that I was staying in, and this is probably why it was so cheap, is none of the walls actually go all the way to the floor. Like I said, it was in Amsterdam, so that makes sense. And it was, you know, it's like the bathroom stall. So you could see other guests as they were checking in and out, peeking underneath of the walls. That's how I made a lot of friends. And this guy I made friends with, his name was Huey. He was very... very friendly. It was him and his friend on a business trip. And in this picture, you'll see Huey just poking his head under my wall just to say hi. He was letting me know that, like, the breakfast buffet was open. So.
Oh, that's very nice of him.
It was sweet.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I appreciated it. Now, where is this hotel at anyway?
Yeah.
I visited this hotel in Canada on my last trip to the Netherlands last week, which I know what you're probably thinking, how is Canada on the way to Netherlands? But the answer is super simple. It's so simple, in fact, that I'm going to explain it to you in just two words. And those two words are...
You get to tell us.
Oh, God. Oh, I was waiting. Those two words are called Star Trek beaming. It's a new technology that Elon Musk has selected just a few people to do. And so just in the way that, you know, in Star Trek, you can be beamed to different places. This is the same thing. I just wanted to stop in Canada on my way there. It's less taxes. So I was like, I'll hop there first and then go to the Netherlands. So Star Trek beaming. I know that sounds like three words, but one's hyphenated.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm not trying to burst your bubble, but that sounds like three words.
That's just because you've never gone to the Netherlands through Canada.
Yeah. No, that's maybe I need to enter that portal to the other side. I need to break on through to the other side.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely break on through. So we had a really friendly bellhop at the hotel as well, but I think she was a little bit confused about how the mechanism works, and she didn't actually take any of our luggage to the room. She just got inside of a makeshift luggage carrying cage, and I think this is where her lost and found luggage went, but I don't know. She seemed really stoked about this cage that she was in. Again, remember, it's Amsterdam, so like anything goes around here. So she was friendly. This is how we paid when we left as well. We just had to slip the money through the bars in her bellhop cage.
Are you sure she wasn't protesting kids in cages, right?
She could have been. I'll be honest, I didn't talk to her much. I was a little freaked out, but
yeah,
smile
looks
The scariest thing is that this had wheels on it, and so she could roll around anywhere throughout the hotel, and that was, you could hear her coming a mile away, just like that, those just the wheels moving.
It's a rather large cage, so she probably couldn't go everywhere, but it was probably just like out of the ordinary that it was just rolling around. But
yeah, we did see more people in it, but mainly it seemed like she was in it, so
yeah
mm-hmm. It seemed like her thing. If you've ever been to the Netherlands, you know they love puppet shows and they love strange American things, and there was a puppet show in the hotel that featured Kermit the Frog. And it was just a reenactment of Kermit the Frog being held as a prisoner of war. It was really avant-garde. They had a firearm in the puppet show, but I don't think it was real or anything like that. I mean, no one would really pull a gun on Kermit. I just
the classic Muppets show, The Muppets Go to War. I've seen this. It's on the exclusive Netflix streaming app, but you have to use a VPN for Pluto.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I can see it's borderline violent, but the thing is, the hand that was puppeting Kermit did so much emotion in their mannerisms, and just they really seemed terrified, honestly. And I liked how they channeled the inner turmoil of a prisoner of war puppet. So
yeah, you can see the terror on his face.
You can see the terror.
I'll link this one down below.
So the bathroom at the hotel it was like my least favorite thing. You know, I told you there was a bathroom in my room, but it had a weird mask and face in it. And so there was a community bathroom that you could use in the hallway. The only problem is, when I say community, I really mean like community. You know how the Europeans are. So the waiting line for the bathroom is actually inside the bathroom. So if you are one of those people who can't pee while other people are washing, this probably is not the hotel for you, because you will have 3 to 4 people waiting with you in the bathroom while you go.
See, when you say community bathroom, I immediately think that people are just going to go in and steal the toilet paper because of COVID. I'm very surprised to see 3 rolls of toilet paper.
So much toilet paper. I feel like it's an honor system, because you're literally being watched while you're in the bathroom. So you can't steal anything. There's nothing you can run away with.
That's a really good security system.
Yeah, I see why they did it.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on both ends of this?
Unfortunately, I have. I actually surprisingly prefer the being watched end of it, because at least I'm getting a task done. I'm not sitting there making small talk about the bathroom with other people who are in the bathroom with me. So
would you call this being watched, or just whoever is watching you, dirty talk?
It could be. I just labeled it like eyes wide shut. Just come in, close your eyes, and wait until it's your turn. That was my hope when I went in.
That's my next podcast, Dirty Talk Podcast. I'll just do podcasts inside a bathroom.
Great acoustics. So here's why I even chose this crazy hotel in the first place. Like any millennial, I went right to Yelp, and across the board, 5 stars. So duh, that's why I went. But then I later found out that when you are sleeping, I don't want to give them a bad review, but demons come out of the wall and then they force you to give the hotel a 5-star review, or else they will eat your middle toes. And obviously, I gave the hotel 5 stars and kept all my toes, because your middle toe is pretty freaking important. And I didn't want the sneaky wall demons to get them, because no. So you will give this a 5-star if you go. You'll have no choice.
Surprised no one said that in their Yelp review anyway.
I think it's like a gentleman's agreement. You don't mention the demons, because then the demons will get you. So I did not mention demons in my 5-star review.
Someone needs to do like a Morse code thing in their review, like revealing about the demons. And yeah. So, like, I'm being held hostage.
Well, and that's why I'm telling you guys this, because thank you. This is my TripAdvisor review. Mm-hmm. I know they can't find me here.
Yes. I'm not exactly
that sure was great. I want to go to that one, but that was great. Well done.
The message is, don't go to Amsterdam if a hotel has 5-star reviews. Something fishy about it.
Yeah, just a little fishy. I don't know about those beds. There's quite a few bathroom situations. Not a big fan of that.
I don't know. The community one seems like a really great idea.
I know. Marley seems totally fine with that.
He's been there before.
Dirty Talk Podcast. I'm gonna start.
That's why there is the mic in there.
That's a little setup.
You guys think this is a joke, but I'm actually kind of serious about this.
Coming in 1 month. Yeah. I know. It's okay. If you do, just send me a link. I'm not going to shame you. Right. I will listen the heck out of that.
I will listen to my own, and I never listen to my own podcast.
I feel like it's just going to end with the toilet flushing.
That's how you know it wraps up.
Get the soundboard. Get the soundboard.
Oh, thank you both for presenting that.
Yeah.
They're both very good. Both very good. Interesting topics too.
Yeah, I'll say. But,
very interesting.
I'm glad you both chose something you're proficient in.
Clearly.
Now we're going to get into the next best game, Character Clash, the game that is a direct ripoff of Super Fight, but it's a little better. So it's okay. But basically how we play this game is I give each of these people right here, these people, I give each of the guests 3
numbers. Hey, I'm a people. Huh? That's good.
They give me 3 numbers. I give them a character, a weapon, and a stupid ability. And nice. They have to argue why their character would win. You'll figure it out if you're not like 5 years old. If you're 5 years old, you probably should not be listening to this.
Don't listen to this. If you're 5, go to bed.
Well, if you're 5, at least you know not like what to do when you check into a hotel in the Netherlands.
If you're five stranger danger, you need to get out of here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. A five-year-old on the God of Grapes.
Oh my God.
All right. Natalie, give me three numbers from 1 to 80.
Oh, dang. Okay. I will take 4.
Oh, boy.
And I will take 20, obviously, 420. And whoever doesn't pick 80 is an idiot, so I'm going to pick 80.
80.
Go big or go home.
See, now I can't pick 80 because I'm just copying you. So now
I can choose to not tell her what they are, and you can choose that too, if that's what you want to do.
He's going to double blind test this.
No, okay. I'm going to do Price is Right rules.
Oh,
so
he's doing 79.
So I'm going to go 3. Wait, no, 5. 5.
He hasn't watched The Price of Ray ever.
Okay, 5.
I'm going to do 5, 21, mm-hmm. then 79. So just one off of yours.
Okay, this is looking interesting. Let me just crunch the numbers. I should have like a number crunching sound effect.
I know, like the kind with the paper that comes out, like ching, ching. Yeah, you need that.
Or like the Transformers just transforming.
Yeah, just put something back there. All right,
just crunching metal.
I have the results. I'm gonna put them in the chat after tell you.
Oh,
so, okay. Marley, good old God of Grape, you are the Joker.
Oh,
chainmail armor. And get this, you want to date the other character, which just happens to be
Harley Quinn.
Natalie's character is Thanos.
Oh,
Brass Knuckles.
Oh, nice.
And get this, he's gay.
Sweet.
It just happens to be, you know what the odds are? Crazy, right? Anyways, I'm going to post that in the chat.
To do a little, like, backstory with Thanos, like, do we know, like if he actually was gay? I'm like, I don't know. It's all up in the air.
Seems asexual, but...
He's asexual?
Asexual?
He's asexual.
He's an asexual.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm excited this time.
Well, I wish I had a really good Joker voice.
Yeah, that's difficult to do.
Yeah.
Natalie, why would you kick Joker's ass? Tell us why. And then Marlon, I'm gonna give you a rebuttal.
I mean, first of all, you said the Joker's wearing chainmail and Thanos is known for the bling bling. All about that gold. So chainmail.
That just said bulge.
That too. And it's just, it won't work with my infinity gauntlet. It wasn't made for this type of stuff. You know, it just doesn't work for me. It's, I'm Thanos. Come on. Like, everyone knows who I am. I can't be seen with Joker.
That's
and so
I must
elicit a beatdown in the gayest of ways. And that's why I'm kind of going to use my rings on my Infinity Gauntlet to make like a little light show to distract Joker. He seems easily distractible.
Right. And while he's distracted, you are going to give him a kiss?
Well, we don't really like to call it kissing. I am going to breathe heavily down Joker's neck.
Sounds so much worse.
I think that's a matter of opinion. I'm going to breathe heavily down Joker's neck and just remind him that I always am on top. As in winning. What are you guys thinking?
Okay, that's enough. Marley, what do you do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do, Joker? What are you gonna do, Joker? Don't be a power bottom right now.
Oh,
come
my
on.
God. This is the gayest, like, episode of the Sammy Saga podcast. It's amazing. Joker right now is definitely blushing because he obviously has a huge crush on Thanos.
Of course.
But he's also the Joker and just a conniving son of a bitch. Oh. So he isn't going to fall for Thanos's brass knuckles or his infinity gauntlet. He doesn't care about the bling bling.
What?
Like in the in reference to the Water Cooler podcast where we just talked about the Dark Knight, he doesn't care about the money. He just wants to watch the world burn.
Right.
So the way he's going to watch the world burn is by bending over Thanos and just watching that Thanos hole burn. If you know what I mean. I won't go any further. I won't go any further because there's little kids watching, but
as we established, there might be 5-year-olds listening.
Yeah, right. So I'll let you fill in the blank. Go ask your parents.
Wow.
Go ask your parents what Joker is going to do to Thanos.
Yeah, you know, not
the exact situation.
Not the birds and bees. Mom, what happens when Thanos and Joker are in love with each other?
Right.
That's a different talk, huh?
That's a different TED talk right there.
That's the new age talk.
That's the next episode of the Sammy Saga podcast.
Yeah.
My slide right. But yeah, basically at the end of this fight, Joker is basically going to just say, I'm too good for Thanos, and just walk away and throws his Joker card right in between his crack.
Playing hard to get. That's so I can call you later, right?
Right. That's okay. The Joker card is just going to be like, it's going to have my number on it.
Wink, wink. Okay. I mean, I'm not losing this fight per se. You know, so I will accept the Joker card to the butt. It seems fitting. It seems fitting after I was kind of like all up in your neck and, I do like the chase. And so I think this is going to be a good quote unquote fight that we have later.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to rival the whole Batman and Joker dynamic romance. Oh. So,
yeah, but don't say Batman when we're fighting. That's going to make me lose my Thanos concentration.
Right.
Thanos concentration.
It's like, oh, Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't do that.
They're like, different universe. Thanos is like, different universe.
It will ruin the mood after I get my gauntlet to do the mood lighting if you call out Batman's name. Like, yeah.
Mood lighting when you snap your fingers, right?
Yes.
It's like the clapping.
Clap on, clap off. Yes. Yes, I love it.
It looks
when you said clapping, immediately went to just clapping cheeks.
Oh my goodness.
Hate me for dinner first.
Right. I couldn't have predicted.
You did this, Sammy. You did this.
You opened Pandora's box.
You did this. I'm a DC girl and you did this.
Oh my goodness. So how about we just say that they both win.
Sure.
They both went on a second date.
We didn't swipe.
They jumped.
Oh my god.
No, it would be you don't swipe because they're both gay.
Oh. So I've only used Grindr so many times, so okay.
They both win. They both win. That's the last thing I want to hear about that.
Jumping universes.
Okay, we're friends now. Friends, okay. Marley.
Friends with benefits?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't going to say it because he said.
I didn't say it.
Yep. Look at the monster you created.
Monsters.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, it's looking like the end of the podcast, and I I don't know what that was, but I hope you guys really enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, look at the description so you can follow my social medias if you want. I mean, you'll hear about that later. Why am I mentioning it now? Anyways, this has been Marley Silverbrand and Natalie, just the first name. Marley is aka God of Grapes. You can find him at the God of Grapes on Instagram. And yeah,
that's do I have to change my Instagram?
I'll change it for you
to God of Grapes.
Wow. And then thank you, Natalie, the share of podcasting. I'll just say that.
Thank you very much. You guys can find me on Instagram at Stoned in Social. Send me memes. I love memes, all the memes.
And you can actually find me on Instagram at @msilverbrand or at the Water Cooler Pod on Instagram. I don't post very much on the Water Cooler Pod because I'm trying to figure out how to actually
post.
Yeah, well, podcasts are audio. And I'm like, how do I don't know. I'm trying to think of a creative way to like post like pictures of like the podcast. So, but yeah.
Right. Thank you both for coming on, and I will talk to you later.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy Saga on all platforms. My social medias are in the description, so if you do want to stay updated, that is going to be the best way. If you also want to be a guest, just reach out to me, because I'm always looking for guests. So if you want to have a good time, just get in contact with me. I had a blast with Marley and Natalie today, and I hope you enjoyed it. This is actually one of the more fun episodes. I honestly enjoyed it quite a bit. But yeah. Thank you. I'll see you next week. Thank you for all your support. Bye.